That was Gerard Mayo earlier this morning right here in this room with the Greg Hill Show. And he was talking about the Jabril Peppers situation, which is not something anyone knew about until this morning, despite the fact that this all took place Saturday night. Early yesterday morning, I guess. Jabril Peppers was arrested. His girlfriend told the cops that he was abusive towards her, physically abusive. He is denying this, and the two sides basically are this. The girlfriend, who is a local girl, I don't know much about her, I don't know anything about her other than that this happened, alleged that Peppers got violent with her around 4 a.m. after she got a phone call during lovemaking between the two of them. And it was from someone that I guess he didn't like. Authorities say she said that he demanded she leave the apartment, pushed her out of the bedroom while they were both naked. Moments later, she claimed he put his hands on her neck and pushed her head against the wall. The whole time, she said he appeared out of his mind and had a serious expression. According to the docs, the woman stated that violence continued following the outburst as Peppers pushed her down a set of stairs. She said that he threw down her handbag and cell phone seconds later, but when she put on a pair of sweats before leaving, he came down, ripped off the pants, and demanded her to leave the apartment. When authorities arrived on scene, they saw a woman that had visible scratches on her kneecaps. Her forehead area was red. Peppers was arrested at the scene for, among other things, assault and battery on an intimate partner. When officers took him to a nearby jail, they located a clear plastic bag containing a white powder substance inside his wallet that they claim he told them was cocaine. Peppers ultimately was booked on four separate charges. However, his side is that the woman was acting erratic, refused to leave. She fell by herself on the stairs because she was intoxicated. He denied pushing her and said that she was making those allegations to destroy his career. There was a court appearance today. His attorney said that they have evidence that contradicts the victim's story and that will fully exonerate the client. Peppers obviously didn't play yesterday. He was ruled out as one of the inactives that we heard about at 10 or 11:30. And there was no mention of any of this. This was all come to light here this morning. And it looks like a really... really bad situation, or really just in terms of this team and their commitment over the years to domestic violence and not tolerating that. I think that this is going to certainly, I don't know if it's going to test it very much. We'll see what they end up doing. But this is a brutal situation for a captain of this team, Jabril Peppers.
Yeah, that's a key aspect of this, him being a captain, the leadership role. Quite honestly, been one of my favorite players to watch the last couple of years. His style of play, physicality, energy that he brings to the field. I think a lot of people sort of embraced him over the last couple of years. We're happy to see him resign.
Yeah.
And I also think there's two issues here. So we have the domestic violence aspect of this, which most certainly can be a he said, she said. The lawyer even alluded to, if you saw the, for lack of a better word, perp walk or whatever, out of the courtroom video. Somebody said, you know, video evidence, and he kind of acknowledged maybe there was video evidence that might exonerate that aspect. You also have the cocaine aspect,
right?
Which I think the NFL will probably care about. You know, even if he were exonerated and whatever the like, she retracts her statements, however that part of this goes down. If he acknowledged to the police that it's his cocaine.
And it seems like the police are saying he did.
Right.
Acknowledge that, yeah.
I feel like that right there is probably a suspendable offense if that plays out, even on its own. Forget about the other aspect.
Right.
You got to have some doubts as to if or when he will ever suit up for the Patriots defense again this season.
Yes, and not to be callous about this, but there are two sides to the domestic story.
Sure.
There's one side, is there cocaine in your wallet? What is it? It's cocaine. Okay, well then
right. That's
it. I mean, that one's pretty open and shut. You don't have to do a whole big investigation there. You got to make sure that he's right and that it actually is cocaine, and then, you know, you go from there. But with this other thing, it's going to be more complicated than that because these things always are, and that's just, you know, that's an unfortunate part of it. And I don't know. We saw with the Bruins and Milan Lucic a similar situation here last year, and they were pretty quick to kind of push him to the side, and then eventually that was it. You didn't hear from him again. Jabril Peppers, again, a captain on this team, a guy who was identified as a leader on this defense and a leader on the team. This is going to be a little different from Jack Jones or, you know, some of these other guys in the past. This is a bit more serious, I think, just because of his standing on the team.
And I think the media, the way they were asking questions of Gerard Mayo this morning, we're certainly at least alluding to or going down the road of, was he actually inactive because of this incident?
Right.
They were asking about injury reports and when you found out. And Gerard kept saying, well, he was dealing with an injury all week. And because he did say, for whatever it may be worth, that Jabril Peppers called him personally Saturday morning. So pretty quickly after this happened, if it Friday night into Saturday morning, he contacted his head coach and I guess he's got that going for him, right? He was at least trying to get ahead of it and be upfront with his team and his coach about it. But yeah, I have a hard time believing we're going to be seeing him very soon if the cocaine side of this is accurate. He was asked, Gerard Mayo was asked, is he welcome in the building?
Mm-hmm.
And he did say, right now we have no reason to believe he would not be welcome in the building, I believe. I'm paraphrasing, but I believe that was basically the answer he gave.
There's a list, right? A team exempt list or a commissioner's
exempt
list,
right?
Each team can do that, or does it go through the league?
Like? And it feels like it could go down that road, especially, as I said, there's two issues.
Serious here. Allegations.
And both of them are serious.
Enough, yeah.
It's not weed, right?
Right.
I think, like, weed would be looked at differently this day and age and whatever, the rules and the, like, cocaine is still a more significant drug. And if he told the cops that's cocaine, as you said, I guess he could be wrong, and maybe they actually have to test it. Although I think that's
weird. Yeah, like,
weird.
Some guy ripped them off and sold them something.
I guess,
something
and they're
else,
like, that's actually powdered sugar, sir. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, that would be an even stranger story in some ways.
Which I don't think is what happened here, but
Doesn't seem likely.
The guy just signed a big contract for millions of dollars. If he wants to find cocaine, he probably can.
I would agree. So it's looking like you're going to be playing without Jabril Peppers moving forward. And I know you got Marte Mapu back, and you're starting to get in. Gerard Mayo actually talked about that there is some benefit to Del Pettis and Hawkins and Mapu having to get some reps because they're probably going to have to get some reps moving forward.
Yeah, and they'll move on, obviously. They, you know, you have to. It's the way it goes with these things and with football teams in general. You know, everybody could be out at any moment for any reason.
Yeah, can we go down that road for just a second, though?
Sure.
Like, I had some people text me like, why does it seem like we always have, like, bad guys on the team or something? And I'm like, first of all, every team has them.
Sure.
In the NFL, in college, like, I mean, watch the Florida thing, like, all these big-time programs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be negative or a cynic, but they all have guys that are getting in trouble at
bad
various
guys.
Levels.
Yeah, bad
and
guys.
The other issue is these things get magnified when you're bad and when you lose. If you're winning games, they tend to be forgotten, brushed under the radar. You just kind of move forward because you're distracted by success. Right? Like,
right.
They had guys over, not necessarily captains. I think that makes it
sometimes
a little different.
It makes it, like, Ray Rice, you know, because that was a good player and a good team.
Sure.
That was a big deal. What was
and there
the
was
guy's,
video.
What's the guy's name in the Cowboys who became an MMA fighter?
Oh.
What the hell is his name?
Greg Hardy.
Yep. Greg Hardy. Like, that was a big story. You know, when domestic violence gets involved, I don't think whether you're good or bad, that becomes a thing.
Sure.
You know? Like,
it becomes a thing. And the Ray Rice one was because of video. Video makes everything blows up when there's video. Although the lawyer, I guess, is indicating maybe video could set him free or exonerate him in this case.
I'm interested in just what that could even mean, you know, like,
and
based
what
on what the allegations are, would you video? Do you have a
video in your bedroom?
Right. You know,
why?
Like, how's
is that okay?
You guys want to hear the lawyer?
Yeah,
sure.
Let's hear him. Let's hear him coming out.
Mr. Peppers, do you want to comment on the assault charges?
He's not going to comment now, but what I said in the courtroom, I'll repeat, that we have evidence that completely contradicts the alleged victim's story. And I expect my client to be fully exonerated.
It was video evidence?
Yes, and other evidence as well. Okay.
All right, not to be flippant here, but when Jack Jones got in trouble, she was outside screaming in the media's face. My client didn't do this. You're all making assumptions. Blah, 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 blah. Very aggressive, very tonally different than this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know who this guy is. I mean, I have no idea. I don't know who this lawyer is. But I know it's not Rosie, what's her name? Like, that's, you know, like, they brought her in, and she did her thing, and that was... That was part of it. This, I don't know, maybe they, because they knew about it before we did. Like, they were involved and informed about this, and the team goes, all right, well, we got to get a lawyer over there, and it wasn't her. I don't know. I mean, I just, does that mean anything to you?
No, I'm guessing this guy is probably a pretty good criminal defense attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm sure, yeah, listen, I mean, he's
a multi-million
for the team.
Dollar pro football player. Well, I don't know if he works for the team or just Jabril Peppers or whatever.
So, right, yeah,
he's involved in this. I don't think he's just some run of the, he didn't go to the phone book and be like lawyer.
Right, he's not like a public defender.
Right, no. I bet this guy has a pretty good track record, but I don't really understand how video evidence is going to exonerate him from the cocaine part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, is he ignoring that part? Is he just fixating on the domestic violence because that's the bigger issue right now, potentially? It's hard for me to envision this ending well for Jabril Peppers.
Yeah,
I guess that's how
I'm with you.
And the camera thing. What camera? Did he start videotaping? Was he live Instagramming like freaking Shannon Sharp? Like, what? Do you have cameras in your boudoir, as they would say? Were you making a sex tape? Because this at least started in a, well, I guess I'm assuming. I don't know if it started in a bedroom. I guess it could have been the kitchen or the living room. Or
yeah, right. Yeah,
people do whatever they do.
It's true.
Whatever time they want to do it. So Yeah, I guess. I'll take that back. I won't presume.
All right. That statement is retracted. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Yeah, Jabril Peppers, I think the likely outcome here is he probably gets cut. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Gerard Mayo was asked this morning about the quarterback position going forward. More so than any other time over the last couple of weeks, he answered it in a way that implied Drake May may be getting the start this upcoming weekend. We'll get to that next.